That was an incredible story. Can you tell us about what happened in Nevada when you ran for Congress and all the voting shenanigans?
Okay. A little more analogy to repeat the scene. So basically, I was running for Congress, and we got stuck. Everyone was getting a mail-in ballot. So normally, I would have to appeal to the 36,000 or so Republicans that vote in every primary. No. Everyone was getting a ballot, dead or alive. The Democrats fought for that, dead or alive. And we had loose ballots showing up. I actually think the picture I tweeted is what James Wood and Trump ended up picking up. I actually sent the address out. That was me. And I'm like, we have a problem. We got ballots anyone can pick up and drop in a mailbox. Why would you even want dead people voting or anything like that? That was a problem. So I did, because I was running, I'm like, look, guys, we're stuck with these. There's a website. You can check where your ballot is going. Do it. So mail it out, because we're stuck with them. Go to the website, you know, after a week or so, and make sure that they got it. Make sure it's counted. So naturally, people went to do that, and people started messaging me like, Mindy, it says I'm ineligible to vote. I'm like, what? Send me the screenshot. They send me the screenshot. I'm ineligible to vote. I've been voting. I've been living here for 10 years. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, okay, fuck. I checked mine. It says ineligible to vote. And I'm like, I had Randy check it. He's ineligible to vote. Now we're like, are you, what's going on? Where is our vote? I do a tweet, you know, blah, blah, blah. Suddenly my voting history reappears wrong. My midterm election was just not there. So something's definitely going on. And I had people that were Republicans that were suddenly Democrats. We had every kind of mismanagement thing you could possibly imagine. So I do a tweet to the Secretary of State, who's a rhino. She's awful. And she let all this stuff happen. She let the mail-in ballot. She let the ballot harvesting happen. She let no voter ID happen, all this stuff. And I'm like, you got a problem. You got people whose voting history is gone, changed, ineligible to vote. What's going on? She goes, it's a glitch.